All right. Good afternoon, friends. Hello. It's good to be here. You ready for sweaty? Ready for sweaty? Let's practice. Downward dog. I tell you, it's one of the greatest contributions as a human being here on this planet. One of the greatest contributions, an awake being. Now, that's conceptual until we realize it right here in the physical space. Set your gaze on one physical point in the environment. And bring your feet into view. And separate your feet about hip-width distance. Now, bend one knee and straighten the other leg. Now, this point, this gaze point, it can be anywhere. And you want to choose a point where you're not straining your eyes. But you can see this point with your whole awareness. Here, will you shake your head out a little bit? Do yes and no, and then that's it. Relax your neck, reset your gaze. Now, have your knees bent equally. Bend both knees. Fan your fingers across your mat. And from your core strength, press your hands on the floor. Lift your hips up to the sky. Have your knees bent, or there won't be any room to shift the pelvis. And bring your feet together. Breathe out. Lift your right leg to the ceiling. Bend your upper knee. Move your upper leg to the left. Spread out your 10 toes. Bring your upper foot to the floor. Lift your left leg to the ceiling. Bend your upper knee. Take your upper leg to the right. Relax your neck. Now fan your fingers across your mat. Pull your belly button into your spine. Take your upper leg to the right another inch. Look up to your hands and walk forward. Flat back. Clasp your hands at your lower back. If it's difficult for you to lace your fingers, just grab the strap. Lengthen your spine towards the front of the room. Breathe in. Wrap your arms over your head. A lot of the times when we're newer, we think if we do less, we're going to get less. And I'll tell you this. Usually if you're newer, less is more. We want to develop a relationship with trying easy. So we have good tools. We have the heat. We have yoga straps. We have our yoga mats. I got your back in every sense that I could have your back. You just take care of the body that's on your mat. I'll take care of the shared body, this room that we're in. Bring your hands to the floor. If your feet aren't together, make them come together. Ground your feet in the floor. Stand up. Lift your arms above you. Now, if you ever get dizzy, you do child's pose. And if you don't know child's pose, make it up. Bring your hands to your heart center. One ohm. Look up, reach your arms above you. Breathe in. Bend your knees, bow forward. Relax your neck. Really relax your neck. Like really, really relax your neck. Inhale, flat back. Make it up as you go along. You can have your hands on your shins with your knees bent as much as you'd like them to be bent. High plank. Now I'll give you adaptations and modifications so you don't have to try hard. It might take hard work to do less. You can bring your knees to the floor. All right, now come forward 3 or 4 inches and lower halfway down. You could rest your whole body on your mat. Up dog. Down dog. Set your gaze to one point. The brain usually is jammed in a on position, where you're just constantly lost in thought. It's a miracle, the simple practice of setting your gaze on one point. I mean, your eyes are your central nervous system. Whatever the body needs to come back to balance, setting your gaze will make balance possible. Breathe in. Breathe out. Push all the air out. All of it. Get it out of your lungs. Bend your knees and look forward. Walk to the front of your mat. Might take a few steps to get there. Inhale, flat back. Exhale, bow forward. Root down, sweep up. Exhale, bow forward. Inhale, flat back. Exhale, high to low plank. Inhale, up dog. Set your gaze to one point. Exhale, down dog. Now you want to use your lungs like bellows, and setting your gaze to one point makes vocalized throat yogic breathing possible. You have to create it, and you got to be hungry to pull the air in. It's like you just got dunked out of underwater, and that first breath when you came up from being dunked, you pulled the air in. You want to breathe like that. Maybe not with the idea that you're going to die, but you will die if you don't breathe. So this is a practice of life and death. Know that. Fill your lungs. Empty them out. Now get all the air out. All of it. Push the air out. Look up your hands. Walk or jump forward. Inhale, flat back. Exhale, bow forward. Thunderbolt. Okay, a big gamble. Bend your knees as much as you can bend them without tipping over. Lift your toes up. Take your upper arm bones to the back of the room. That's good. So the thigh bone's about parallel. You don't want to go lower than parallel. It's too much strain on the knees. Very good. Now shift your vision up. Breathe in. Exhale, bow forward. Complete it. Relax your neck. Inhale, flat back. Exhale, low plank. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, down dog. Warrior one, step your right foot forward. Drop your back heel to the mat and stand up. Now, I want you to intuitively arrange your feet so you're stable. I go about hip-width distance, about 10, 12 inches right to left between the feet. Front to back, my aim is to get the front knee a 90-degree angle. Keep your shoulders stacked above the hips. You don't want to lean forward or back. Shoulders stacked directly above the hips. The wrists directly above the shoulders. Now shift your vision up. Drop your hips 2 inches closer to your mat. Let's breathe together. Inhale. Exhale. Breathe in. Breathe out. One more. Take a huge breath in. Shift your vision up. Look to the mat. Low plank. Inhale. Up dog. Exhale. Down dog. Warrior one. Step your left foot forward. The most powerful thing about practice is being in this room. And then being in the body that's on your mat. Your body could be in this room, but you not be in your body. The moment your gaze is steady and you know that you're seeing one point clearly, you are here right now. Shift your vision up a little bit. Now fan your fingers apart. Take a massive in-breath. Fill up. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. All right. We are well on our way to fulfillment. This is a simple practice. We're just here connecting to life, and life expands and contracts. It's literally breathing you. So we just want to be with it. We want to move with the breath. It's one breath, one movement, okay? It might get chaotic and wild and a little bit or a lot uncomfortable. Just stay the course, okay? We'll get through this together. Take a huge breath in. Empty it out. Look forward. Jump to your hands. Inhale halfway up. Exhale, bow. Thunderbolt. Bow down. Inhale, flat back. Low plank. Upward dog. Down dog. Warrior one, step your right foot forward. Root down. Inhale, go up. Exhale, low plank. You're doing great. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, down dog. Warrior, step your left foot forward. Root. Inhale, rise. Exhale, low plank. Up dog. Down dog. This is medicine. Meditation. Meditating on intention and action. Breathe in. Breathe out. This is what fulfillment is. Look forward and jump to your hands. Flat back. Bow forward. Thunderbolt. Living deliberately. Bow down. Come halfway up. Low plank. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, down dog. Warrior, step your right foot forward. This is skill work for living good. Go up, go up. Go down, low plank. Keep moving. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, down dog. Warrior, step your left foot forward. You don't have to like this. You don't have to know anything about it. You just keep moving. Low plank, and I promise things will shift. Up dog. Down dog. We'll run it. One more cycle of sun salutations. Just here, create an organization. Moving from a solid state to a liquid state. Breathe in. Breathe out. Push all the air out. All of it. Jump to your hands. Flat back. Bow forward. Thunderbolt. Sit low. Lift your toes up. Bow down. Flat back. Low plank. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, down dog. Warrior, step your right foot forward. Root down, inhale, go up. Go back, stretch it out. Go out. Low plank. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, down dog. Warrior, step your left foot forward. Press the floor, rebound, go up. Go back a bit, stretch it. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Awesome. Lift your right leg to the sky. Bend your upper knee. Now you could just stay here. Make the higher call. You could flip over. You could go into wheel. Press your feet in the mat. Lift your hips up. Now fan your fingers apart. High plank. Spin your heels to the right. Take your left arm to the sky. Now you could bring your bottom knee to the floor. We set the bar high, but we want to be gentle. And the master key to being gentle is setting your gaze and breathing fully. Low plank, good hold. Up dog, down dog. Step your right foot forward, crescent lunge. Tell you this heat, moving into some uncharted territory, tissue territory, prayer twist to the right. Parts of the body will go dormant, untouched regions in the body. You could straighten your arms. Maybe put a block underneath your bottom hand. Five, if you're in the prayer, be gritty. Pull your thumb knuckles into your sternum. Four. Three. Tight here, tight. Two. Warrior two, drop your back heel, windmill up. Extended side angle. Wrap your upper arm around your back. Look down at your feet and put your heels on one line. Line them up. Five, your front foot precisely on 12 o'clock, straight forward. Four, set your gaze to one point. Three, lift your toes up, spread them apart. Drop your hips an inch closer to the floor. Fill up your lungs. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Lift your left leg to the sky. Bend your upper knee. Flip your dog. Controlled chaos. Good for the brain. And really, what's good for the brain is setting your gaze on one point and disrupting all the static in between your ears when we're under pressure. High plank, spin your heels to the left, take your right arm to the sky. See the high voltage poses, you gotta be grounded. Otherwise, you'll try to perform it and you'll burn out. It's a concern for looking good. Create the foundation, then you can relax in the effort and it's transformative. Fan your fingers more. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Step your left foot forward, crescent lunge. Bring your hands to your heart center, prayer twist to the left. You can straighten your arms. Build your house on rock. Whatever's touching the floor is your foundation. Five. Go a little wider. Four. Three. Press into the mat. Lift up and spin it. Two. Warrior two. Drop your back heel. Catch the in-breath as you come up. Extended side angle. Can you match up breath and movement? On an exhalation, wrap the upper arm around your back. Set your gaze on one point. I'll tell you, it disrupts a lot of mental activity, setting your gaze. Five, and then power yoga is simple. Breathe, four, the breath will move you. Can you feel that? Three, you breathe in, you expand. You breathe out, you contract. Two, low plank. Bend this, get down, open up. Up dog, down dog. All right, walk your hands towards your feet. Let's jump and have some fun. So you're going to bring your shoulders over your wrists, firm up your arms, and jump off the floor. Leave the floor with both feet at the same time. Your aim is to get your hips above your shoulders and do some floating. Go ahead. Throw out your doubt. You don't have to like this, but if you do it, it'll build an auspicious heat. Five. That's good. Keep going. Four. Press the inner edge of your feet together. Splay your knees apart. Three. Two. All right, come to the front of your mat. Do that with velocity. Prayer twist to the right. Take your hands to a prayer at your heart center. Take your left elbow past your right thigh. Do you feel that energy you just channeled through your body? Gaze down at your feet. High energy, high voltage. You've got to stay grounded. Lift your toes up. Spread them apart. Now, you could stay with your hands in a prayer. Pull your thumb knuckles in your sternum. Elevate off your thigh bones. That's how you get the torque. Use your in-breath. Lengthen your spine. Your out-breath, spin like you're rinsing out a wet towel. If you straighten your arms, aim to get the left arm to the outside of the right leg. Maybe a block under the lower hand. We'll do five counts. When you want to come out of the pose, that's when the pose begins. Five. It's not uncommon to want to reach out for the comfort zone. Give that up. Four. Three, elevate off your thigh bones. Belly up and spin it. Two, ragdoll. Awesome. Separate your feet hip-width distance. Fingers to toes pose. Hook your big toes with your index and middle fingers. Make your palms face each other. Okay, lengthen your spine. Breathe in. Pull the crown of your head towards your mat. Bend your knees and bring your chest or your belly on your thighs. That'll make it a yoga pose because you're integrating the body holistically. Pin your fingers in your mat with the strength of your big toes. And then with the strength of your upper body, try to pull your big toes up. Lean in, straighten your legs a little bit. You see how it's a dance? Control and surrender. Let go of your toes. Crow. This is fun. Five. Be a yes. Four. That means even in the face of fear and doubt, you take action anyway. Three. It's how you exercise faith. Two. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Look to your hands and jump forward. Halfway up. Bow forward. Thunderbolt. Let's get it. Prayer twist to the left. Tell you, there's a huge payoff for being that way. Being courageous. Breathing in the middle of all this. See, usually with more stress, we breathe less. On our yoga mat, when we confront stress, we breathe more rather than less. 10 counts. We breathe more rather than less when you feel that tight tissue. Drop your hips lower than the heart. Five. Press your collarbones to the front of the studio. Four. Every in-breath, lengthen your spine. Elevate your torso off your thigh bones. Three. Pull your belly to your spine in your out-breaths. Two. Ragdoll, separate your feet hip width. Gorilla, walk your toes past the crease of your wrists. Go belly your chest to thighs. That's just a master principle of alignment when you do forward bends. All right, now little by little, straighten your legs. Coax yourself. All the way up. Toes up there. Get up there. Bend your knees, Sean. Get your toes up to the crease of your wrists. Not yet. Not there yet. Get them up there. Good. Excellent. Take your hands out from underneath your feet. Crawl. Five. You get so strong. Four. It's a different strength. A strength you've known about, but you left behind. Three. Two. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Look up to your hands and jump forward. Flat back. Bow down. Ground down, stand up. Sweep your arms high, breathe in. Eagle, bend your knees. Wrap your right leg over your left leg. Wrap your right arm under your left arm. You can always bring your right toes on the floor or a block. Five, maintain the integrity of keeping your shoulders over your hips. Four, a lot of the times the shoulders come forward above the hips, in front of the hips. Three, you feel it when you lean back a little bit. Oh, your legs come to life. Sweep up. Eagle. Five, this is just strengthening and conditioning practice. Four, so our limbs and digits don't get dull. Three, two, sweep up. Eagle. Five, in fact, so we purify not just the skin, but we get into the marrow of the bones, creating density in our bones just by working with gravity. Squeeze your thigh bones into the center line. Pull in. Now drop down 2 inches and breathe out. Sweep up. Eagle. But it's so important we bend our knees. Four. This is how we maintain longevity. Three. Use them. Don't use them when we lose them. Breathe out. Sweep up. Bring your hands to your heart center. Clear it. Breathe in. Empty it out. All right, balance on your left leg. Lift your right knee up. We've got four one-legged balance poses. You can stay with your right hand at your knee and your left hand at your hip, or extend your upper leg in front of you and grab your big toe, or you could use a strap. The one thing we don't want to lose is the length of the spine. Take your upper leg to the right, gaze to the left. One, two, three, four. Bring your upper leg forward. Lift your arms high. Breathe in. Airplane. Feel air enter and exit the ring of the nostrils. The moment you stop breathing, you become frozen in time. Come up in the front. Half moon. Stack some blocks under your left hand. Bring your left hand to the blocks. You can keep your right hand to your hip or take your right arm to the sky. Five. Honor your cycles. Four. Stack your joint systems. Three, firm up your thigh muscles. Pull in. Now look up. Make your hands shine. Two, ragdoll. Wasn't that amazing? You see? Bring your hands to the floor. Walk your feet together and stand up. Take your arms above you. Bring your hands to your heart center. All right. Let's clear it. Take a breath in. Empty it out. Ah, we're doing awesome. Balance on your right leg. Lift your left knee up to hip height. Hey, there's a direct path to health. The path to health goes right through the body. Take your upper leg to the left, gaze to the right. Is it true when your gaze is steady, you're centered? Bring your upper leg forward. Lift your arms above you. Breathe in. Airplane. Move air and it'll move you. Press into my hands. Half moon. If your blocks are stacked, you can always subtract a block. You could always add a block. Stay here at half bow. Five, pull your thigh muscles into your thigh bones like never before. Four, pull your belly to your spine, look up. Three, pull in, pull in. Press down, shine out. Ragdoll. Bring your hands to the floor. Walk your feet together. Stand up. Take your arms high. Bring your hands to your heart center. Standing bow. Lift your left arm up. Lower your right arm by your side. Bend your right knee and grab your right ankle. You can grab your shin or your foot. Now choose a point to gaze to. Five. Pull your belly to your spine. Shift your vision up. Four. There's a tendency for the energy to drop when the gaze goes down. Three, where attention goes, energy flows. Two, bring your upper foot to the floor. Switch. Lift your right arm up, left arm down. Then bend your left knee and grab your left ankle, your shin. Left hand to your left shin. Yeah? At ease. Take out all the excess effort. Five, shift your vision up. It's a miracle what attention does. Four, intention and attention. Three, Two, lower your upper foot to the ground, standing bow. One of the great secrets to healing and living well is having vision, knowing what you stand for as a human being, waking up in the morning and aspiring to that vision. It's all heart work. We're going to get out of the head. So a lot of times the head will lead. You got to take the size of the neck back, or the head will get out in front of you. Let your heart be the leader. Feel it. Big, heavy muscle in the center of the chest. Well, not so big, but heavy muscle, powerful, right in the center of the chest. Little to the left. Lift it up. Five. Work your quadricep muscles. Pull them into the thigh bones. Four. Three. Move the heart muscle forward and up. Two. Yeah. Bring your upper foot to the floor. Standing bow. Tell you, just hints of taking the shoulders to the back and exposing the chest. Little tiny micro movements create massive shifts in our life. Just being in the room, just being a yes to show up for the practice. Doesn't even matter if you do child's pose for 75% of the practice. Just being in here. We're pack animals. Five. Four. Move your upper shin to the back of the room. Three. Two. Bring your upper foot to the floor. Three, balance on your left leg. Bring your hands to your heart center. This is what I love about this work, is that it actually really works. Balance on your left leg and bring your right foot to the inside of your upper thigh. And now receive your upper foot with the flesh and bones of your left thigh. Lift your arms above you. So good to unguard. Usually the arms in front of the chest or the shoulders on the chest. Take your shoulders to your back. Move your upper arm bones to the back of the room. Shift your vision up and breathe in. Gaze forward. Bring your hands to your heart center. Lower your upper foot to the earth. Tree. Balance on your right leg. See, this one external point you gaze into gives you access to every point in your body. Just like you can fill a glass with water, you can fill your body with awareness. This is the foundation for health. Lift your arms above you. Come into your senses right now. Know that you're gazing to a point. Know that you're listening to the breath and my voice. Know that. Fill up your lungs. Bring your hands to your heart center. Lower your upper foot to the ground. Reach up. Breathe in. Bow forward. Flat back. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Warrior one. Step your right foot forward. Warrior two. We got one more standing sequence. Straighten your legs, hinge forward, triangle. This is such a diverse, systematic way of opening up the body. Five. You can put blocks underneath the bottom hand. Check out your feet. Four. Know where your feet are. Three. Yeah, come down to your fingertips on the block. Two. Stand up. Yeah. Face left. Take your arms above you. Lower your right arm by your side. Bind your shoulders. You can use a strap. Breathe in. Bow forward. That's it. Good. Check out your feet. Make them parallel to one another. Or pigeon toe the feet. Get that left foot in. Toes in. Toes in. In. Yeah. Hey, lift your kneecaps up. Lift your thigh muscles up under your thigh bones. Generate some fire, some metabolic fire. Now lean in, relax your neck. Open your eyes. Breathe in. Empty it out. Ground down, stand up. Keep your shoulders bound. Face front, pyramid. Breathe into the pressure and the tension of your shoulders. The shoulder girdle holds a lot of stress and tension. Nothing like good, full in-breaths to soften up that region. Twisting triangle. Put a block under your left hand. If you're newer, go put the left hand down to the block on the inside of your front foot. Take your right hand to your hip. Switch hands, Donnie. No worries. You can bend the front knee, but square the hips off to the front of the mat. You can take your right arm to the sky. You good with assists? You good? Five. Go forward. Lengthen your spine towards the front of the room. Four. Resist me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Keep going forward. Three. Just like that. Press down. Lengthen your spine. Lift up and spin it. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Step your left foot forward, warrior one. Warrior two. Straighten your legs. Hinge forward. Triangle. Put some blocks underneath your left hand. So your wrists and your shoulders on one vertical line. Five. Yes, yes, yes. More, more. Four. Go longer. Three. Like a claw. Like a claw. Two. Stand up. That's a way to be, huh? Face right. Take your arms above you. Lower your left arm by your side. Bind your shoulders. Breathe in. Bow forward. Usually the poses that bring up the most emotional energy are the poses that we need. Usually that emotional energy is festering in the body, literally living and hardening the muscles and the organs. And this heat and this pressure is just excavating it all up. And we're going to review it. This is what makes it uncomfortable, just unassimilated, unfinished business, grudges, whatever we're holding on to. That's going to come up for review. You just keep breathing out and you clear your space and renew. Breathe in. Empty it out. Tight here, James. Tight. Ground down. Stand up. Keep your shoulders bound, face front. Pyramid. Fold over your front leg. Here's a little closer. Oh, here we go. Build on rock. It's about hip width distance. Feel it out. Feel it out. Otherwise, you're building on sand. See the difference there? Twisting triangle. Okay, don't be hasty. Start with two blocks under your right hand. You can give one up, right? And you can always just put your hand to the outside of your front foot. That's more advanced, so. Five. Four. Flat now, flat. Good, press the floor. Three, firm. Press down, lengthen your spine and spin it. Two, chaturanga, excellent. Up dog. Down dog. Are we done yet? Not even close. Two more hours. High plank. Lower to the mat. Four, three, two, one. You know, the truth is that we're never done in yoga practice. Like, the asana practice will be complete, right? We'll be out of here in 2 hours, but the practice is forever, right? Really forever. We have a saying that the pose never ends. Flip your head to the other side. It's a good foundation for living well, living honest, living with abundance. All right, lace your fingers at your lower back. Maybe it's time to grab a strap. You want to get your shoulders to your back. Gravity and heartache, bring your shoulders right onto your chest. On your in-breath, press down and lift up. Make your legs one, so pull your legs into the center line of the body. Five, lift your collarbones 4 or 5 inches off the mat. Four, pull in here, Southie, pull in. Three, tighter, tighter, tighter. Two, come down, good man. Bow, you can do one leg at a time. Bend your knees and grab your ankles. Or your shins. Move your thigh bones to the midline and move your shin bones to the back of the room. In all back bends, listen you guys, in all back bends, your thigh bones are going to want to splay apart. Don't let that happen. Pull your thigh bones to the middle. Five. Four. Let things burn. Three. Let the fire burn to completion. Stay the course. Two. Come down on the mat. Breathe in. Empty it out. Bow. There's a huge revelation when we play our edge. It gets exciting when you want to come out of the pose. A new you can emerge. You author in a whole new way of being where, okay, the pressure's here, the intensity's here, but you're not reacting. Five, you're patient. Something new is coming through. Four, a new way of being. Three, relaxed, calm. Two, come down. Good job. Up dog. Right, and don't wait for that. Down dog. Camel, bring your knees to your mat and stand up on your knees. You can keep your hands at your hips or reach back and grab your heels. Five, there's a couple different settings. You can curl your toes under. Four, now press your knees and your feet into the mat. Take your hips forward. Three, two, down dog. Woo. Camel. Come on up. Five. Sometimes this pose makes you want to feel like you're going to throw up. Four. Never seen someone throw up from camel, though. Three. Take your hips forward. Two. Down dog. High plank. Oh, no, don't do that. Just bring your knees to your mat. Cross your ankles. Lay over onto your back, bridge. So you're going to set your feet up hip-width distance. A good gauge for where your feet go is you'll straighten your arms and just have your fingertips graze your heels. Now lift your hips up, clasp your hands at your lower back, and move your way into the spine line. Five. Start by pulling your thigh bones to the center line of your body. Four. Bring your feet towards you a little bit. Three. Two. All right, exit with ease. Bring your bum to the mat. Wheel. Reset your feet. Put your hands on your mat outside your shoulders. Now you could do bridge, the pose we just did. Press into the floor. Come on up. Sometimes coming under the top of your head's a good way to come in. Throw your doubt out. Five. Four. Three. Two, come down. You want some good news about practice? It never gets easier. You get stronger, but it never gets easier. Reset your hands and your feet. You never arrive. You never, nothing to figure out. Press the floor, come on up. It's just developing competency of living fully right now. Wow, the strength you accrue when you give everything you have. And you're not here for results. Five. Four, three, two, bring your chin to your chest, come back to your mat. I'll never forget one of my first teachers. They used to say, the results that you seek in life and on your mat begin once you begin to let go of results. Ready? Set? Press the floor, come up. You do it for the sake of doing it. Man, just having the capacity to practice wheel. Wow, the vitality that's surging through your body. Five, it's an investment. Vitality. Four, you bargain with a penny, you get a penny. Three, two, bring your chin to your chest, come back to your mat. How many more do we have to do to gamble big? Two. All right, ready? Set, press the floor, come on up. You can stay up for both of them. Give up what you have to give up. Give 100%. Tell the truth. Five. Four. Wider, wider. Three. Two. Exit with ease. All right. All right, we're here. Let's complete with heart. Ask your neighbor if they want to go on a date with you for wheel. It's okay. It's a safe date, okay? Yeah, let's do it. He's ready. This guy's ready. Ready? It's not like a classical. It's a yoga date, okay? Doesn't matter who's next to you. Doesn't matter your sexual preference. Ready? Set. Press down and come on up. This is where things start flowing. You give everything you got. Hold nothing back. 10. 9, 8, in your power, follow through. 5, 4, press down and go up. 3, Two. Exit with ease. Good work. Bring the bottoms of your feet together. Splay your knees apart. And close your eyes. Straighten your legs, take your arms back. It's one of the most empowering awakenings that we discover on our mat. How to be with people. That's why I request you just stay on your mat. You learn how to be with you, not condemn yourself. Not force yourself just to be here and to let the body find its way. The body needs us. You might not like it, like I said, but the body needs us. And if you give the body what it needs, it becomes a great servant. The body becomes a great servant. Take a breath in. Empty it out. Pull your knees into your chest. Rock from side to side. Flip the other way. Yeah. Doesn't matter. Dead bug, grab the big toes or the inner edge of your feet. You okay? Friday, yeah? Should we skip core today? Does core even do anything? All right. Let go of your feet. Straighten your legs vertically. Clasp your hands at the back of your head. It's huge if you really do it. If you really do it, lift your shoulder blades off your mat. Firm up your legs and breathe them. Exhale, come up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, exhale, 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 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Go at your own, work your exhalations. You can speed up, you can slow down, but tell the truth. If you have it, give it. About 10 more counts. Get that air out. The air will stay in your lungs. There's residual air. You want to get the bottom, the air at the bottom of the lungs out. 3, 2, 1. Sit on your forearms and lower your legs 30% towards your mat. Lower your legs 60% down towards your mat. Lower your legs 2 inches from the floor. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Lift your legs up. Pull your knees to your chest. Bicycle. Clasp your hands at the back of your head. And take your opposite elbow to opposite knee. Discover this movement. You want to feel like a fireball right in the middle of your torso, right around the level of your navel, and just expansion bilaterally from that point. Keep the legs moving into the center line of the body. We'll do another 10 counts. Stay with it. When it starts burning and you want to come out of it, like unless you're working with injuries, that's a moment of truth for you. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Lift your legs up. Sit on your forearms. Lower your legs 30% towards your mat, 60% down. Lower your legs 2 inches from the floor. Go side to side with your legs. Move from the core. That's a different experience than just moving your legs, moving from the core. Come to center, lift your legs up. One more round. Lower your legs 30%, 60%. Lower your legs 90% towards your mat. Look at your feet. Lift your shoulder blades off your mat. Now cross your legs. 5, 4. Firm up your legs. 3, 2. Bring your legs together. Lift your legs up. Pull your knees to your chest. All right, twist. Take your knees to the left and your chin to your right shoulder. Close your eyes and bring your attention to the space above your hips and below your shoulders. From the front of the body to the back of the body. All that space underneath the skin. Close your eyes. It's good for your brain. Breathe in. Empty it out. Come to center. Bring your knees to the right. Take your chin to your left shoulder. Your nutrient, oxygen-rich blood moving into all these nooks and crannies that otherwise you wouldn't have touched with your awareness. And the fascia, the skin, the muscles, even the bones, they stick to one another. Literally, they stick to one another, and you got to move in all these different permutations of all the different ways the body can move, and then breathe into these movements. That's life skill work. Keeps you supple, sensitive, and receptive in our bodies. Breathe in. Empty it out. Come back to center. Pull your knees into your chest. Grab behind your thighs. Rock and roll 3 or 4 times. Get some momentum. And after your 3rd or 4th time, when you sit up, cross your ankles, roll over your ankles. Downward dog. Half pigeon. Lunge your right leg forward. You're going to bring your right foot to your left hand, right? And your right knee to your right hand. Your front knee, so you got to study this. Usually, most people start off with a 30-degree angle, and then maybe a 45. You can work up to a 90-degree angle, but don't force that. Maybe sit on a block, the right hip. You want the right sitting bone on a blue block. That's a good way to start. A block underneath the right sitting bone. And maybe a block underneath your forehead. I do that, and I've been practicing pigeon for 25 years. Some days I'll lay on my back. Flex your front foot. That'll keep your front knee healthy. Okay, now this is a breathing practice. We do all this movement to create space in the body so the air can flow in. And we develop the knack of assisting the in-breath and assisting the exhalation. Like I was saying, about 30% of the air gets stuck at the bottom of the lungs. So right now you have a great opportunity to excavate that air. So when you breathe in, you're breathing in fully, so the lungs are packed with air. And when you breathe out, you want to not just breathe out, but what they call echo exhalation. So you'll breathe out and then for a few cycles, breathe out again. Get that air out. Get a full cleansing. About 5 more counts. Usually the longer you hold a pose, the more these layers of tension start to soften. We hold the hip open is a little longer. Some heavy, dense muscles around the hip. Good to take a little time, let the muscles heat up, and we can purge anything out of the muscles. And then the more you practice, the more you start to dissolve these layers. And you get to a really sweet center. Breathe in. Empty out. Down dog. Half pigeon. This might be a whole new world, the left half of your body, especially if you've been an athlete and you've been trained in one half of your body. We come onto the mat with all these compensations from perhaps being injured or negative adaptations from just not paying attention and sitting in one hip or just not conscious of how we use our body. David, lay on your back. This one will be better. We're just systematically undoing these learned postural habits in the body. And one of the greatest postural habits we're unlearning is holding our breath. The heat in the movement helps so much, just pumping a couple full inhalations and exhalations. It's a miracle, just one cycle of breathing, how that imbues the body with light and with energy. You do 2-3 cycles of breath, conscious breathing, and it's a game changer. Like, really. And you know what? Sometimes when we're beginners, we'll make an intention to say, take 5 full in-breaths and out-breaths. And, you know, we'll be halfway through our second breath, and we'll start thinking about what we're doing after class or what someone said to us before class. We go astray. So you want to catch that and then begin again. Reclaim the in-breath or breathe out. Just start over. Flex your upper foot. See, all these cues I'm giving you, flex your foot, relax your shoulders, unclench your jaw. These are just ways of staying present in the body. Then you develop the knack of staying present in the body without these external cues. You breathe in. Empty it out. All right, sit up. Swing your back leg up and over. You're going to stack your shins, okay? Or just cross your shins. It depends on how much space you got in your pelvis. And it depends on your anatomy, too. Okay, so like if you have shallow hip sockets, stacking your shins might not work. You may have to just cross your shins and put a purple block, to support your outer ankles. No, you're good. You could hear it. Yeah, not here to force anything. It's like you start hitting some tough earth, tough muscles and holding patterns. Keep the flow and the continuity of your breath. It's like the constant drip wears away the rock. There's nothing softer than air. Nothing softer than air. Bring the air in. Make it flow. Doesn't matter if it's just like a drip or like a trickle or a stream or a river. There's so many different velocities that you can work with the breath, but just keep it moving. That's the master key, is it's moving. If you really watch, the moment you start breathing, you go lost in thought. You're not here anymore. Breathe in. Empty it out. Sit up. And switch legs. Flex your feet. This will keep your knees protected as you do hip openers. This creates, and we're developing a stronghold, a space we can come back to, a refuge where we can remember the beatitude of being alive, just how grateful, the potential to practice being grateful for being alive. This is what I was referring to at the beginning of class. This is a practice, really. I mean, it could be just a stretching practice, but it's a practice of life and death, meaning that you're either now here living life, or you're nowhere, you're just drifting off in between your ears in some delusion. Choose to be here. Like I said, the sound of your breath, the sound of my voice, makes it possible for us to stay out of our head and into listening. The moment you begin to listen, you become spacious. Breathe in. Empty it out, all of it. Sit up. Seated forward bend. Begin with your knees bent and bring your belly or your chest on your thighs. Grab your feet. Just bend your knees. a lot. Get your belly, your chest, to your thighs. Shape them like that. Shape your feet into Tadasana with your hands, like a potter would shape clay. Press your thumbs on your big toe knuckles, and then your four fingers peel the baby toe edge of each foot back. So it's like you're standing square on the floor with your feet. There you go. All right, sit up. Inverted tabletop. Put your hands behind you. Have your fingers face the front of the studio. Press down, lift up. Five. From your core, press your hands and your feet in the floor and lift your hips up. Four. Bring your feet forward out a little bit. Three. Breathe into your deltoids. Polish them off. Polish your deltoids off. Breathe into them. Two. Relax. Come back to the mat. All right. Shoulder stand or headstand? Or do waterfall. Lay on your back. Put a block under your sacrum and put your legs up on a vertical line. Gaze at your feet. Isn't that awesome that you're either now here, right? You create it. You're here now. You can see what your eyes are landing on. You know you're listening as a moment-to-moment creation. You're now here as a moment-to-moment creation. Oh my God, that's a lot of vitality, a lot of love. To be attentive to the living instant of right now. And then that moment passed and we have to recreate our attention to be here right now. So you're either now here as a moment-to-moment creation or you're nowhere. You're drifting off into some delusion or story. Really ineffective. Spend a lot of time in that space of nowhere. Not easy to connect to. Not easy to relate to. I've always found this too, especially I'm dealing with bodies and people for 25 years and having a lot of conversations with people and their bodies. It's the people, I talk to a lot of people and a lot of people who've suffered, whether they've been in recovery or just dealt with a lot of difficulties in life. They're easier to relate to and to connect to on some level. They've experienced life in their body. They've experienced what it is for to be human, the suffering that's just inherent in being here in a human body. Man, we can numb out to that stuff. It's so good to get in touch with that. Low-level hum of anxiety that's right underneath the surface for all human beings. Until we confront it and look at it and be with it, we keep numbing out so we never have to feel that. That's the stuff that makes you want to run out of the room. Man, when you learn to stay with that, the sky's the limit. You can take your knees to your forehead. Or if your feet touch the floor behind you, clasp your hands at your lower back and curl your toes under and firm up your legs. You can take your knees by your ears. All right, bring your pelvis to the mat. Pull your knees into your chest. Bring the bottoms of your feet together and splay your knees apart. You can straighten your legs and let your feet flop out to the side. Your arms, you want your arms below your heart, the level of your heart. So if you want to put one hand over your heart center and one hand over your belly center, or just have your arms by your side with your palms facing the ceiling, just create a space you can really relax and let everything go. I mean, you literally practice a physical practice meditation. Connecting to your body and letting all the tension dissolve. I mean, there's a little tension with the breath, but there's no audible breathing and no voluntary breathing. Let everything go. All right, take a huge breath in. Open your mouth, let it go. Breathe in. Empty it out. Roll over onto your right. Sit up. Put your hands in a prayer over your heart center. Let's clear it out. Take a breath in. Empty it out. One om. Bring your prayer hands to your forehead center. Take a breath in. Together we say, Namaste. Peace and love. Good work, you guys. Nice job. Good work. Good work. Go have a stupendous day, okay? Go get some water, get some electrolytes in your body. And listen, when you stand up, stay in your feet. One second. When you stand up, stay in your feet. Spray your blocks over there on that rack. If you guys have any questions, ask me, okay? Thank you for being here. Take care.
Thank you, Brandon.
You're welcome.